Dictation for Jeffrey. KCASE, June 24, 1967, addresses a letter to Christina, Christina Downer, Downer, 775-7641. Dear Mrs. Downer, consultation for Mr. Case with abnormal progressive renal dysfunction. He has a history of idiopathic cardiomyopathy, question myocarditis since 2009, underwent two vessel coronary artery bypass and aortic valve replacement in 2013. This was done at Lansing, England, INGHAN. He knows his ejection fraction is low at 25%. He's also being evaluated at Henry Ford in the satellite office in Saginaw. They are doing a new stress testing and echo. He has not reached the point in time that he needs transplantation. Supposed to be doing salt and fluid restriction. At home, his weight is stable around 203. He denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine volume without infection, cloudiness, or blood. He takes Bumex. Recently, EGD colonoscopy was done. Completely normal. No polyps, no malignancy. Minor, apparently, esophagitis, gastritis, for what he started on protonics, no ulcers. He denies claudication symptoms, edema, numbness, tingling, burning. He has chronic dyspnea, no oxygen, inhalers as needed, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation syncope, has sleep apnea, only tolerates for 2.5 hours. He knows that he needs to be at least 4 hours. Next paragraph, the past medical history for long-term hypertension, at least since 2009. Denies diabetes, the coronary artery disease, but no heart attack. No stroke, the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding. Denies kidney stones, gout, no pneumonia. No liver disease. He did have right-sided retinal infarct for what patient is anticoagulated with Eliquis. He is not clear if he has arrhythmia or not. Next paragraph. Surgeries for the aortic valve replacement, the two vessel coronary artery bypass, defibrillator device 2017, number two, the first one 2010. He also has two aneurysms of the right femoral artery requiring open repair, Midland, and two stents for peripheral vascular disease, Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I, right leg. Next paragraph, side effects to morphine. Next paragraph, he smoked for about 18 years, less than one pack per day, discontinued 4 years ago. No alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications, Emiodarone, I'm assuming for AFib. Aspirin, Lipitor, Bumex, Coric, Entresto, Flonase, Pepcid, Potassium, Aldactone, Protonix, Eliquis, Muscle Relax and Baclofen, no anti-inflammatory agents. He started on Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, not for diabetes but for heart protection. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 208, blood pressure 100 over 64 on the right, 98 over 68 on the left, no major respiratory distress, alert oriented stage 3, normal eyes, normal mucosal, no facial asymmetry, defibrillator device on the left upper chest, no localized valves, no consolidation pleural effusion, lungs are really clear, no lymph nodes or JVD, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, liver spleen not palpable, no ascites masses and degree of overweight of the abdomen, no peripheral edema, and no gross neurological deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from March, creatinine at 1.7. Over the last few years has been progressively risen, used to be between 1.1, 1.3, all the way up to January of this year, in February 1.8, and now March 1.7. Present GFR 42, stage 3B, sodium potassium acid base normal, albumin calcium, normal minor increase of phosphorus 4.6, no anemia, normal white blood cell, normal platelets, urine negative for blood or protein. There is presence of glucose, but that could be the Farxiga. There has been no anemia, white blood cell or platelet abnormalities, a normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, TSH normal, last A1C 5.9. In August 2021, there were few creatinines that were completely normal between 0.9 to 1, but most of the numbers has been 1.2, 1.3. I review records from Dr. Kijo and yourself. Other diagnoses include depression. Allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, which appears to be progressive. He has a number of risk factors, including cardiomyopathy, low ejection fraction, the effect of medications. However, given his peripheral vascular disease procedures, lower extremities, I want to make sure that there is no evidence of renal vascular abnormalities. I'm going to do a kidney ultrasound as a screening procedure. Depending on that, might need to do a formal renal arterial Doppler. Urine do not show activity for blood or protein. The glucose likely represents the effect of Farxiga, as he does not have history of diabetes. There is nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. He's relatively young. I don't expect problems of severe enlargement of the prostate or urinary retention. He's also not symptomatic in terms of symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and CHF appears to be well compensated without evidence of respiratory failure or pulmonary edema on physical exam. I did not change any medications. He is going to continue with follow-up with yourself, cardiology. He will do chemistry on a regular basis. I will see him back on the next 3 to 4 months. End of dictation.